Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com, and I'm so happy that you're here today and listening to this episode. I wanted to elaborate a little bit more on the last episode on dieting without the dieting mentality, because I just think this is such an important thing that people need to understand, is that their perception of food impacts and affects their behavior around food, and that so many people just brush off, and even to the point where people make fun of the dieting relationship to food, and don't realize how much they are sabotaging themselves. And I really want to talk about this because we often tell a story of how our life is around food. Well, I mean, in general, we tell stories about how our life is every day. And we approach life as if it's just happening to us and we have no control over it. But I'm here to tell you that you have 100% control over your life. And I don't mean to say that in a way where we have to judge ourselves, because as you know, I'm always coming from a non-judgmental place, because we have to, like, we can't beat ourselves up for where we are. We can't lack self-compassion towards ourselves for being where we are, right? You have to allow yourself that, give yourself that compassion and acceptance of where you are in order to move to where you want to go in the right energy. It's like there's no point in being angry at where you are or resentful of where you are or judging where you are, right? But simultaneously, you want to be open to the idea that you can create whatever reality you want. And that's kind of where I'm at around weight loss, is to say, you want weight loss, you can have it. But that doesn't mean you should judge yourself or feel bad for where you are now. You have to love and accept where you are now in order to get into the right energy to take action. There is no point in taking action from the wrong energy. Like I've said before, you have to have the correct foundation. There is no point in taking action and building a home. You could take action for months on building the structure of a home, laying the bricks, laying the tiles, putting the plaster in, whatever else. Action, action, action. You're taking all this action, but it's on a shitty foundation, and eventually the bricks start to get cracks and the house is unstable or it's wonky. Look, I'm not a builder, so maybe the building analogy isn't the best, but you get my point. You're fucking building on as foundation that isn't strong long term. It's your building. When you diet, typically you're building upon a foundation that will fall apart eventually, and it's only a matter of time. And maybe it's going to be a few weeks, maybe it's a few months, maybe it's a year, and then you gain the weight back. Okay, You need to focus on the foundation. You have to build a good foundation. You have to shift the energy around food. You have to shift your perception of yourself. You have to change on a deeper level. Your identity has to change. Your relationship to food has to change. And I know how to do this. This is what I can help you with, okay? So basically, yeah, that's what I mean by dieting without the dieting mentality. It's like you need to change your perception of food in order to have control around food. If you feel like you lack control around food, going on a diet isn't going to solve that. Going on a diet can help you if used as a tool to manifest certain beliefs, okay? And this is what I want to do in my group coaching program, Intuitive Macros. I am combining a very unique strategy. I'm creating a unique strategy where I combine counting macros in a strategic way to build momentum about the belief that you can lose weight. So what this means is that you most likely have some dieting trauma where you believe that you can't lose weight, or you lack confidence and trust in your ability to lose weight and keep it off, because evidence in your past reality has proved this to be true. Right? And that's the current story that you're manifesting into your reality. This thing where you can't trust, or you lack confidence in your ability to control yourself around food or maintain a certain weight. Maybe you have a limiting belief that you can't lose weight. Maybe you have a limiting belief that whenever you eat carbohydrates, you gain weight. Maybe you have a limiting belief that you can't be at a certain weight unless you're depriving yourself, unless you're starving yourself, or unless you're being really strict and perfectionist around food, okay? So these are the things that we can change in order to change our reality, because you don't want to be at your goal weight but feel deprived. What's the point of that? What is the point of living a life where you feel like you have to be really strict around food and you feel deprived? It's not sustainable. That energy is not sustainable because it's coming from an energy of lack and it's very forceful. So you need to change and shift the energy so that your weight loss feels easy, it feels sustainable, your weight feels natural and easy. That's where I got to, because I was very specific. I was very specific in deciding how I wanted my life to look. I was very specific in deciding that I wanted to be slim naturally. I didn't want to have to feel like I'm dieting. I didn't want to have to feel deprived. I wanted to feel like I could eat whatever I wanted and look fit and healthy, okay? And slim. Like, I admit that's one of the things that I wanted. So you get to make the rules on what you want to do. And what you have to do is address the limiting beliefs around that. Now, if you have a strong history of dieting trauma, then it's like this. You'll have that subconscious belief in the back of your mind. You'll start taking action on a weight loss strategy. But because you lack awareness of when that little kink comes up, it gains momentum and then causes you to spiral and gain the weight back. But what we have to do is understand that a diet, or for example, what I'm using in Intuitive Macros is the counting strategy, We use that strategy as a tool. It is not the foundation of weight loss. The foundation of weight loss is your thoughts and feelings and beliefs, because your thoughts and feelings and beliefs are what lead to your behaviors, okay? So the foundation needs to be that of psychology and law of attraction. And the counting and the strategy and the diet is a tool that you use in a strategic way to manifest certain beliefs, so that when you take away the strategy, it's like taking off the training wheels to a bike. So you're teaching a kid how to ride a bike, you give them some training wheels, they learn the technique, they gain some confidence, and then what they do is they get used to it. Do you know what it is? It's you get a feeling for it. You feel into it. And that's what I'm going to teach you to do in intuitive macros. It's not about following macros to follow the macros. It's about following macros to manifest riding the bike on your own, right? That's what it's about. You want to build momentum in a strategic way to believe that you can ride the bike without training wheels. But you, in order to do that, because when people diet, right, they switch off from themselves. They turn away from themselves. But what I teach in intuitive macros is to feel into yourself. Well, that sounds a bit dirty. Let's get our mind out of the gutter right now. But it's like feeling into how it makes you feel intuitive eating wise, right? Feeling into that. And then it's like you're using the strategy as a tool, as opposed to just I'm following this strategy and ignoring my body because I'm just willpowering my way to it because I'm such a tough person and I'm so fucking disciplined. You know, that's a completely different approach. It's coming from a real, like, different energy that I just don't resonate with. But this is different, right? Because it isn't about action. It isn't about action. It's about action taken from the right energy. There is no point in taking action if you're in the wrong energy. It's just not gonna, you're just gonna be fucking going around in circles. There's no freaking point. And I'm sure you've done this before because you've probably lost weight before and gained it back. And I am here to tell you that that doesn't have to be the reality for the rest of your life. It really doesn't. And I promise you that you can change it. But you're going to have to work on the foundation. And you're going to have to change your perception of weight loss strategy and tools. And you have to approach it from a non-dieting mentality. And what that means is you get the tool to fit in with you so that you gain momentum in your beliefs. Because in order to manifest weight loss, you have to believe you can lose weight. You have to see it, but you also have to believe in your ability to sustain it. And so if you just lose weight, but you haven't worked on those beliefs, then you just gain the weight back. And then if you just try and work on the beliefs, but you're not necessarily taking any action that may lead to some momentum in believing that new belief, your brain is just it's going to take longer, or it's not going to really catch on to really believing it. But if what I did was use strategy to build some momentum in the direction that I wanted to go, and then like a snowball, I fucking started actually believing it. And then what happens is you change your identity. You change the way that you perceive yourself. And then it becomes permanent. Like me right now, people look at me and it is so solid now. I'm so solid that I'm a naturally slim person. I embody this energy so well now that I have so much confidence that I would never ever have a weight issue again, because I can't unlearn all of this information that I have, and I want to pass that on to you. Now, here's the thing with intuitive macros, right? It's a group coaching program. So it's different to just doing a course. I can't tell you, like, I have done that many money manifestation courses. I have done so many. I was literally thinking about it today. I'm like, wow, I've spent so much on my self-development, which I'm proud of, right? I'm so fucking proud of that. But it's like this. I gained so much from coaching with someone one-on-one because you can do a course and gain so much from it. And what courses are good for is to help brainwash yourself. So it's like you listen to the course on repeat over and over and over and over. And then it's like reprogramming your subconscious mind, right? But for me, it's like when I have to apply it, it's so helpful when I can ask questions as I'm going along and then have somebody who is already embodying that energy respond to me from the energy that I'm trying to get to. And that's why, like, I love having a coach. It's just so helpful. And so that's the thing, is like some of us are not at a place where we can do private coaching, or we're working our way towards that, and then there's an opportunity to be coached as a group. So you basically get the same thing, like you're getting a similar energy, you're getting the similar support, but it's in a group, which isn't actually a bad thing. I know some of you might see it as, oh, but I don't want to open up about my things. But I invite you to see it as the opposite, because when you are surrounded by people going through the same thing, you feel even more supported. And here's what I find when I've been a part of group coaching programs, is that sometimes somebody else will ask a question that benefits you that you never thought of asking. And that is amazing. And because it's such a small group, you'll get so much time with me to bounce ideas, or like work through the strategies and get to your place where you want to be. And like, I'm sending out forms probably tomorrow or the day after, just to do an assessment of everybody and to see where they're at. Because the whole point of this group coaching program is that it is customized for you, right? And so you get the weekly group sessions with me and the private Facebook group and Voxer. I've added this as a bonus now. You get Voxer voice support messaging between sessions. That's huge. And if you're paying full for the 12 weeks, you get my Manifest Weight Loss course for free, and you get one private coaching session with me. So for the 12 weeks paying full. Now, so there's only 12 hours left, you guys. There's only 12 hours left to join us in Intuitive Macros for this opportunity to manifest weight loss in such a strategic way, where we are dieting without the dieting mentality. And this is so important, because you have to learn to take action from a place that doesn't feel hard. If you try to lose weight from a place that feels hard and it's this pushing energy, then it's like a slingshot that you're pulling back, and eventually it's going to fling back. And okay, the dieting mentality. What even is the dieting mentality, right? I tell you what the dieting mentality is. It's that feeling of rigidity. That's one thing. You're being so, so rigid. The only way to succeed is if you're rigid and if you feel deprived. What you need to do is open up the boundaries of success, right? You have to change your perception and realize that you don't have to be as strict as you think you have to be. And you don't have to feel as deprived as you think you have to feel. I'm telling you now that I feel a hell of a lot different now than I used to. I used to feel terrible around food and my weight. And I feel very, very different now. I feel happy. I feel free. I feel stable. I feel, I love my life around food and my weight now. I feel so amazing. People just look at me and just think, wow, you're so lucky. No, I created this. I legit worked on my mindset and created this. I manifested this, and I'll teach you how. Like, it's so important that you just have to change your perception of food, because your dieting mentality that you currently operate from, it keeps you in the loop of yo-yo dieting, because you're just depriving yourself and then bouncing back. And you can't keep doing that. The dieting mentality is exactly that, okay? It's your perception of food. It's your relationship to food. It's this idea that you can't trust yourself, that there's good foods and there's bad foods. And your subconscious mind is now being programmed to crave these foods because you elicit strong emotions around them, right? And so we've got to change all this. That's what the dieting mentality is. It's turning away from yourself and not trusting yourself. But what we want to do is teach you to trust yourself. Right. Okay. Think of it this way. What do you want? Ask yourself right now, what do you want? You want to lose weight, but it's more than that, because you don't want to feel like you have to be deprived. What, like, I'm sure that you know that you could eat really strict and lose weight, but you've already made a decision, I'm pretty sure, that that's no way to live. I'm pretty sure that there's a part of you that doesn't want to live like that. Isn't that the whole reason why you struggle to diet? Because you know how hard it is, right? How you've experienced how hard it is. So think about it from that perspective, from your desires and why you want what you want. There's a few opposing things going on here, because yeah, you want weight loss, but you don't want the perceived effort that you have to put in to get there. So there's conflicting wants and needs in your brain, and the payoff of staying where you are is far more than losing weight, because you don't want to feel deprived around food. It's probably a really strong need, because we're human beings. Who the fuck on a subconscious level would want to feel deprived? Like, no, it's one of our basic human needs to feed ourselves, right? So this is why the dieting mentality already guarantees that you're not allowing yourself to feel feelings of satisfaction around food, right? You already have experienced the dieting perception for so long that it's ingrained in your head. And let me tell you this, the weight loss industry does not help us with this. It literally programs the dieting mentality into our head. I had to detox from weight loss industry stuff, and I still do. I still fucking hate all the stupid things out there coming from an energy of, oh, you have to be disciplined and blah, blah, blah. I hate that shit. Because it's like, yeah, you got to work with yourself, with your brain. That's the intuitive aspect of it. So that's the thing. When you diet from the dieting mentality, your relationship to food is that of deprivation, and I have to miss out on this. And you're focusing on what you can't have, right? and you're thinking about food, you're fixated on food, you're fixated on your weight. Now, dieting without the dieting mentality is different. You're creating a life outside of your weight. You're using law of attraction. What you focus on expands. So you have to stop focusing on the things that you don't want. You don't want cravings. You don't want excess weight gain. Stop focusing on those things. That's what I teach you in Intuitive Macros, is all around that stuff. And it's like the biggest issue is that there's no awareness of the thoughts and feelings and beliefs going on as you try to execute a plan. And you're too rigid. You're too rigid. You're either on a plan or you're off a plan. All or nothing thinking. We've got to find the in-between. We've got to manifest feelings of success around your ability to do the things that it takes to get to where you want to be. Because where do you want to be? You want to be at your desired weight, but you don't want to feel deprived. You want to feel like it's easy. You want to feel like you're just a naturally healthy person who works out because you love it and you eat healthy because you love it. Because you have a genuine respect and love for yourself, right? That's the thing. That's where you can get to. You can get to that place. You can. But it's not going to happen from your dieting mentality. Look at what you've been doing your whole life and ask yourself right now if you've ever felt freedom around food and maintain your weight consistently for a period of many, many years, like where I'm at right now. I don't have to worry about shit like that anymore. It has become who I am and my identity, okay? That is possible. It's possible for you too, I promise you, because I just wish you could have seen and felt into how hard it was for me. Like years ago, I really wish you would have known and really felt into how hard it was for me and how easy it is for me. And the fact that I changed on a deep level, I changed my reality by changing my subconscious beliefs and my identity and the way that I related to food. And I used strategy of counting macros from an aligned place, from the right energy, to gain momentum in getting to these beliefs that I wanted. And that's what I want to teach you as well. Because if we can use these tools like the training wheels on a bike, we'll have so much more confidence in riding the bike without the training wheels, without falling off constantly. Can you imagine if you put a kid on a bike without training wheels and expect them to go? That's what it felt like to me when I first dove into the place of intuitive eating. And I was told that I could eat whatever I wanted. That is where I started to gain weight, which isn't a bad thing, because I believe that it's a normal response that happens when you've been a dieter your whole life. It is a normal response for you to gain weight after you let go of the dieting mentality. I think that it's like what goes up must come down. If you've had, it's like, you've held the resistance on the slingshot for so long. You've got to let it bounce back and then just start, like, just hang there for a bit, and then you'll start to lose weight from the right energy, right? But with strategy like intuitive macros, I believe you can bypass that because you're using strategy to gain momentum in the direction that you want. That's my goal with this program. So yeah, that's really important, because then, like, you just take the training wheels off and you've got so much more momentum in confidence and ability, your ability to control, portion control. It isn't about just following a number. Because if you've counted macros before, you've probably done it from the dieting mentality, and all you've done is created more trauma. And then you blame the macros for that trauma. And then you conclude that counting calories is bad. Calories are just data, okay? Calories are just data. They don't have to elicit a response in you. They don't have to elicit drama or negative emotion. The dieting mentality is what creates the negative emotion and the drama in calories, right? If you do count macros from the energy that I teach, and it's a very strategic way that I do it, very, very strategic way, which is about being intuitive about your emotions, because manifestation is about your emotions. I'm going to repeat that again. Manifestation is about your emotions. So there's no point in following a strategy if it's resulting in negative emotion. You have to manipulate the strategy to fit in with your emotions. It's quite simple, really. I'll say that again. You have to manipulate the strategy to fit in with your emotions. That is what leads to success. That is what leads to the manifestation of the beliefs that you need to have in order to become the person that you want to be. Okay? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So much yes. So much yes right now. I'm so excited for this course, this program, this group coaching program. Because it's like a nice, neat little group, right? And you're going to get so much out of it. I can't believe how fucking amazing this is. Like, weekly sessions with me, group coaching sessions, group coaching Voxer voicemail support. And then if you pay in full, you even get Manifest Weight Loss for free. You get a private coaching session with me. That's like fucking epic, you know, and like I've worked with manifestation coaches where I've paid 10 times the amount that I'm offering for you to work with me. Like I've spent multiple, like times 30 what I'm charging you, like the information that I can share with you. It's like epic. Epic. You have an amazing opportunity in front of you right now. And I would love to help you if you feel guided to do it, right? If you feel guided to do it, don't be afraid, okay? Because I'm wanting to support from the right energy, okay? It's not about having judgment, using willpower or forcing yourself. If you've got some trauma around calculating and calories and all that, we get to work through that. That's the whole point, right? That's the whole point. So anyway, you guys, today is the last day that you get to sign up for this. Today is literally the last day. I'm not going to be offering this again for a long time, because this goes for 3 months, right? And why would you want to wait any longer to get started on a weight loss strategy? Why would you want to wait any longer to have accountability and support and from somebody who's a manifestation coach? A manifestation coach with a very thorough background in health and nutrition and weight loss, right? This is an amazing opportunity. So I'm really excited. It's the last day to sign up for Intuitive Macros. If you pay in full, you get Manifest Weight Loss course for free. You get a private coaching session with me for free. Okay, there is a payment plan as well if you need it, but it just doesn't include those bonuses. And yeah, that's really it, you guys. Like, I'll be sending out individual assessments because I want to be able to help you similar to how I would help a one-on-one client. It's like I'll learn more about you and your situation, and the content will be customized to your needs. Like, how much better can it get than that? Manifesting weight loss through using strategy intuitively. It's fucking epic. I'm telling you now, it's amazing. Anyway, dieting without the dieting mentality, that's where it's at. You have to let go of the idea that, okay, this is a valuable piece of information for you. And I posted it on my Instagram stories. It's the belief that you have to feel deprived in order to get to your desired weight that sabotages you. So in your reality, you've experienced having to work really hard or put in a lot of effort or feel deprived when you've been at your desired weight. And you've formed a belief around that. And therefore, that's what manifests into your reality. I want you to become more open to the idea that you can get to your desired weight without feeling deprived or without being too strict. You have to start changing that limiting belief if you want to bring it into your reality that you can be at your desired weight without the restriction. You know what? You get to make the rules. You get to make the rules of how your life is. You get to make the rules of how your weight is. I promise you. And I promise you that you can change from whatever you're at right now. I promise you. Anyway, you guys, I love you guys. Thank you for listening. I'm so grateful that you're here. I'm so grateful that you support me in my message and help me have this business where I can help others and I can fulfill my passion for helping others with their mindset and manifestation of weight loss. So thank you for listening, and I'd love for you to join Intuitive Macros. The link is everywhere. It's in the show notes. It's on my Instagram bio. It's everywhere. And it's www.nodietbabe.com/intuitive macros. Okay. And you have only today to sign up. All right, you guys, I love you, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.